morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, July 25th, 2025. And today we're checking in with a group that was formerly known as Upstream Watch, based out of Belfast, to hear what they're doing now, how their name has changed, and how you can get involved.
Hi, this is Pete Nichols with Penobscot Bay Waterkeeper, here to invite you to the Penobscot Bay Waterkeeper Bay Bash on August 14th at the Bayview Point Event Center in Belfast from 5:30 to 10 p.m. Tickets are $25 in advance and $25 at the door. We'll be celebrating Penobscot Bay and Upstream Watch's recent victory over the destructive Nordic Aquafarm Salmon Factory in Belfast. The event will help raise the necessary funds to protect the 54-acre Little River parcel, which was to be the site of the Nordic project, and we will be officially launching Penobscot Bay Waterkeeper. The evening will include food, including local oysters from Wright's Cove Oysters in Northport, appetizers, and local beer and wine. Singer-songwriter Suzanne Rico will provide music during happy hour from 5:30 to 6:30, and Stevie Jones and the Boneheads, who will be in town from Hollowell, will lead the dance party from 7 to 10 p.m. It will be a fun night of food, drink, music, and friends, all overlooking beautiful Penobscot Bay. Building on the great success of Upstream Watch's victory in defeating the Nordic Aquafarms project in Belfast, we're excited to launch Penobscot Bay Waterkeeper. Penobscot Bay Waterkeeper will continue to advocate for the health of Penobscot Bay and the watershed through science, public action, and community engagement. Penobscot Bay Waterkeeper looks to be an advocate and added voice for the Penobscot Bay watershed and work with all partners to protect the waters and communities we love. We hope you can join us at this wonderful event to support the purchase of the former Nordic site on the Little River, which will benefit the entire community and will be protected for all to enjoy in perpetuity. Defeating the Nordic Aquafarms project was a difficult 7-year effort that included amazing organizations and people from the Penobscot Bay community who value clean water, healthy forests, and access to nature for all. This event will honor those efforts of all of those who fought to protect the Little River in Penobscot Bay. We're also looking for volunteers to help with the event. If you would like to volunteer, you will of course get free admission to the event, but you'll also meet some great new friends. If you would like to volunteer, please contact Pete Nichols at pete@penbaywaterkeeper.org. For tickets and more information about the event, please visit penbaywaterkeeper.org/events. And for more information on protecting the Little River parcel, please visit penbaywaterkeeper.org/little river. We hope to see you there.
That was Pete Nichols from Penobscot Bay Waterkeeper. The website again is penbaywaterkeeper.org. There's a contra dance in Bangor tonight at the Unitarian Universalist Church. It's from 6 to 10 p.m. From 6 to 7, they have a community dance and an open band, and also time to learn the dance. And from 7 to 10, there's a contra dance with live music. No partners necessary. Bring the family. That is all happening at 120 Park Street in Bangor at the UU Church. And this weekend is Maine's 36th Open Farm Day, or Farm Days in this case. Some are open Saturday or Sunday, and some are open both days. There are farms across the state participating, inviting people to come tour the farm, learn more about what they're doing, maybe visit the farm stand. You can get a full list of the participating farms at realmaine.com/openfarmday. There are many more events on our community calendar at weru.org, and if you're having an event and you haven't posted it there yet, just go to the community calendar section and there's a form you can complete. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care, have a good weekend, and I'll see you on Monday.